the deadline is the 26th of April for applications, and then, you know, like other payment and medical card details that have to be in by the 7th of June. But I suppose I'm urging constituents to kind of shout a bit louder about school transport. Like, I think personally, and I think part of the Labour Party policy is that there's universal free transport, that, you know, that it's not limited to the nearest school or under a certain amount of kilometres, because this happens every year that parents are stressed out applying for places on the school bus, and then there's not enough places. So it's happening every year, and like we see in other countries, it can be done really early. Like, and I know from, we'll say, Strandhill National School is an example where it's all clogged up in the morning, and Scullerston National School are around there, it's all blocked up in the morning with traffic. Do you know what? Parents dropping and there's no place to turn, and it's just clogging the whole street up. And in same in Strandhill, like that, you know, the road is all blocked up by people dropping people. So if there was a school transport, a free, universally free bus service that everyone is connected to school, regardless of where you live, regardless of your distance to school, it would cut down on all that traffic, and it would cut down on all that emissions. So, you know, there's only year after year, there's different transport ministers come in, and it's like a sticky plaster, basically, to an overall problem that could be addressed very easily.